intersections. The greatest potential for conflict between you and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street. Anywhere traffic may cross your path of travel. Over one-half of motorcycle and car crashes are caused by drivers entering a rider's right-of-way. Cars that turn left in front of you, including cars turning left from the lane on your right, and cars on side streets that pull into your lane, are the biggest dangers. Your use of C at intersections is critical. Picture on page 12, large intersections. Continuing with the text. There are no guarantees that others see you. Never count on eye contact as a sign that a driver will yield. Too often, a driver looks right at a motorcyclist and still fails to see him or her. The only eyes that you can count on are your own. If a car can enter your path, assume that it will. Good riders are always looking for trouble. Not to get into it, but to stay out of it. Picture on page 12, small intersections. Continuing with the text. Increase your chances of being seen at intersections. Ride with your headlight on and in a lane position that provides the best view of oncoming traffic. Provide a space cushion around the motorcycle that permits you to take evasive action. When approaching an intersection where a vehicle driver is preparing to cross your path, slow down and select a lane position to increase your visibility to that driver. Cover the clutch lever and both brakes to reduce reaction time. As you enter the intersection, move away from the vehicle. Do not change speed or position radically, as drivers might think you are preparing to turn. Be prepared to brake hard and hold your position if an oncoming vehicle turns in front of you, especially if there is other traffic around you. This strategy should also be used whenever a vehicle in the oncoming lane of traffic is signaling for a left turn, whether at an intersection or not. Test yourself 6. Making eye contact with other drivers, A, is a good sign they see you. B, is not worth the effort it takes. C, doesn't mean that the driver will yield. D, guarantees that the other driver will yield to you. Answer, C, doesn't mean that the driver will yield. Continuing with the text. Blind intersections. If you approach a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane that will bring you into another driver's field of vision at the earliest possible moment. In this picture, the rider has moved to the left portion of the lane, away from the parked car, so that the driver on the cross street can see him as soon as possible. Picture on page 13, blind intersections. Continuing with the text. Remember, the key is to see as much as possible and remain visible to others while protecting your space. If you have a stop sign or stop line, stop there first. Then edge forward and stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets your lane. From that position, lean your body forward and look around buildings, parked cars, or bushes to see if anything is coming. Just make sure your front wheel stays out of the cross lane of travel while you're looking. Picture on page 13, stop signs. Continuing with the text. Passing parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay toward the left of your lane. You can avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out of cars, or people stepping from between cars. If oncoming traffic is present, it is usually best to remain in the center lane position to maximize your space cushion. Picture on page 13, parking cars. Continuing with the text. A bigger problem can occur if the driver pulls away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even if he does look, he may fail to see you. In either event, the driver might cut out into your path. Slow down or change lanes to make room for someone cutting in. Cars making a sudden U-turn are the most dangerous. They may cut you off entirely, blocking the whole roadway and leaving you with no place to go. Since you can't tell what a driver will do, slow down and get the driver's attention. Sound your horn and continue with caution. Picture on page 13, parking at curbs. Continuing with the text. Parking at the roadside. If parking in a parallel parking space next to a curb, position the motorcycle at an angle with the rear wheel to the curb. Note, some cities have ordinances that require motorcycles to park parallel to the curb. Increasing noticeability. In crashes with motorcyclists, drivers often say that they never saw the motorcycle. From ahead or behind, a motorcycle's outline is much smaller than a car's. Also, it's hard to see something you are not looking for, and most drivers are not looking for motorcycles. More likely, they are looking through the skinny two-wheeled silhouette in search of cars that may pose a problem to them. Even if a driver does see you coming, you aren't necessarily safe. Smaller vehicles appear farther away and seem to be traveling slower than they actually are. It is common for drivers to pull out in front of motorcyclists thinking they have plenty of time. Too often they are wrong. However, you can do many things to make it easier for others to recognize you and your motorcycle. Clothing. Most crashes occur in broad daylight. Wear bright colored clothing to increase your chances of being seen. Remember, your body is half of the visible surface area of your rider and motorcycle unit. Bright orange, red, yellow, or green jackets or vests are your best bets for being seen. Your helmet can do more than protect you in a crash. Brightly colored helmets can also help others see you. Any bright color is better than drab or dark colors. Reflective, bright-colored clothing, helmet and jacket or vest, is best. Reflective material on a vest and on the sides of the helmet will help drivers coming from the side to spot you. Reflective material can also be a big help for drivers coming toward you or from behind. Headlight. The best way to help others see your motorcycle is to keep the headlight on, at all times. New motorcycles sold in the USA since 1978 automatically have the headlights on when running. Studies show that, during the day, a motorcycle with its light on is twice as likely to be noticed. Use low beam at night and in fog. Signals. The signals on a motorcycle are similar to those on a car. They tell others what you plan to do. However, due to a rider's added vulnerability, signals are even more important. Use them any time you plan to change lanes or turn. Use them even when you think no one else is around. It's the car you don't see that's going to give you the most trouble. Your signal lights also make you easier to spot. That's why it's a good idea to use your turn signals even when what you plan to do is obvious. Picture on page 14, signaling. Continuing with the text. When you enter a freeway, drivers approaching from behind are more likely to see your signal blinking and make room for you. Turning your signal light on before each turn reduces confusion and frustration for the traffic around you. Once you turn, make sure your signal is off or a driver may pull directly into your path, thinking you plan to turn again. Use your signals at every turn so drivers can react accordingly. Don't make them guess what you intend to do. Brake light. Your motorcycle's brake light is usually not as noticeable as the brake lights on a car, particularly when your taillight is on. It goes on with the headlight. If the situation will permit, help others notice you by flashing your brake light before you slow down. It is especially important to flash your brake light before you slow more quickly than others might expect, turning off a high-speed highway. You slow where others may not expect it, in the middle of a block or at an alley. If you are being followed closely, it's a good idea to flash your brake light before you slow. The tailgater may be watching you and not see something ahead that will make you slow down. This will hopefully discourage them from tailgating and warn them of hazards ahead they may not see. Using your mirrors. While it's most important to keep track of what's happening ahead, you can't afford to ignore situations behind. Traffic conditions change quickly. Knowing what's going on behind is essential for you to make a safe decision about how to handle trouble ahead. Frequent mirror checks should be part of your normal searching routine. Make a special point of using your mirrors when you are stopped in an intersection. Watch cars coming up from behind. If the drivers aren't paying attention, they could be on top of you before they see you. Before you change lanes, make sure no one is about to pass you. Before you slow down, the driver behind may not expect you to slow or may be unsure about where you will slow. For example, you signal a turn and the driver thinks you plan to turn at a distant intersection rather than at a nearer driveway. Picture on page 15, using mirrors. Continuing with the text. Most motorcycles have rounded, convex mirrors. These provide a wider view of the road behind than do flat mirrors. They also make cars seem farther away than they really are. If you are not used to convex mirrors, get familiar with them. While you are stopped, pick out a parked car in your mirror. Form a mental image of how far away it is. Then, turn around and look at it to see how close you came. Practice with your mirrors until you become a good judge of distance. Even then, allow extra distance before you change lanes. Head checks. Checking your mirrors is not enough. Motorcycles have blind spots like cars. Before you change lanes, turn your head and look to the side for other vehicles. On a road with several lanes, check the far lane and the one next to you. A driver in the distant lane may head for the same space you plan to take. Frequent head checks should be your normal scanning routine also. Only by knowing what is happening all around you are you fully prepared to deal with it. Horn. Be ready to use your horn to get someone's attention quickly. It is a good idea to give a quick beep before passing anyone that may move into your lane. Here are some situations. A driver in the lane next to you is driving too closely to the vehicle ahead and may want to pass. A parked car has someone in the driver's seat. Someone is in the street, riding a bicycle or walking. In an emergency, sound your horn loud and long. Be ready to stop or swerve away from the danger. Keep in mind that a motorcycle's horn isn't as loud as a car's. Therefore, use it, but don't rely on it. Other strategies, like having time and space to maneuver, may be appropriate along with the horn. Test yourself 7. Reflective clothing should A. Be worn at night. B. Be worn during the day. C. Not be worn. D. Be worn day and night. Answer D. Be worn day and night. Continuing with the text. Riding at night. At night, it is harder for you to see and be seen. Picking your headlight or taillight out of the car lights around you is not easy for other drivers. To compensate, you should reduce your speed. Ride even slower than you would during the day, particularly on roads you don't know well. This will increase your chances of avoiding a hazard. Increase distance. Distances are harder to judge at night than during the day. Your eyes rely on shadows and light contrast to determine how far away an object is and how fast it is coming. These contrasts are missing or distorted under artificial lights at night. Open up a 4-second following distance or more, and allow more distance to pass and be passed. Use the car ahead. The headlights of the car ahead can give you a better view of the road than even your high beam can. taillights bouncing up and down can alert you to bumps or rough pavement. Use your high beam. Get all the light you can. Use your high beam whenever you are not following or meeting a car. Be visible. Wear reflective materials when riding at night. Be flexible about lane position. Change to whatever portion of the lane is best able to help you see, be seen, and keep an adequate space cushion.